AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. So does Donald Trump really want to be president? Jimmy Fallon asked him that question last night on The Tonight Show.
Donald, this is getting real.
It's getting real.
You still have time. Do you still want to do this? I mean, there's time.
We're doing well. It's been really a lot of fun.
Hillary Clinton, back on the campaign trail after a bout with pneumonia, told reporters she always knew this was going to be a tight race.
I feel like we are in a strong position going into these last weeks. What matters is who registers to vote and who is motivated and mobilized to turn out to vote.
NSA leaker Edward Snowden says he's going to vote, though he won't say for whom. Snowden's been living in Moscow since revealing that the NSA collected millions of Americans' phone records. Now, every member of the House Intelligence Committee, Democrats and Republicans, have signed a letter urging President Obama not to pardon Snowden. Our Jerry Bodlander with their report.
The report from the House Intelligence Committee says the full scope of the damage caused by Snowden is still unknown. It disputes his claim that he's a whistleblower who acted out of privacy concerns. The committee chairman calls Snowden a traitor, and the panel's report says most of what he stole has nothing to do with individual privacy, but instead pertains to military defense and intelligence programs that are of great interest to U.S. adversaries.
The bodies of three Americans who died fighting the Islamic State group in Syria return home today to military-style honors, though they were not in the military. The men died separately while fighting with a Kurdish guerrilla group. They had volunteered. In sports, the Chicago Cubs beat the Cardinals to take the National League Central title, and the Jets beat the Bills last night. This is AP Radio News. Samsung's Galaxy Note 7 smartphone is such a fire risk in the opinion of safety regulators, they are recalling it. Here's our Ed Donahue.
Samsung voluntarily recalled the phones after a few dozen exploded or caught fire, mostly while charging. Consumer Product Safety Commission Chairman Elliot Kay says under this recall, customers have two options.
First option, you can get a replacement phone. The second option, an equal option, is you can get a refund.
Samsung was just offering a replacement phone.
Anybody who thinks that a company going out on its own is going to provide the best recall for that company and, more importantly, for the consumer needs to have more than their phone checked.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
And the new iPhone 7 is available around the world beginning today. Apple's stock has been up this week on growing optimism about early sales of its newest iPhones. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.